And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Max M. Finger.
Lost it at the Perot Museum.
We had recruiting day come and go. About 10 years now since I've heard the name Max M. Finger.
Wasn't he the only one at one time?
Until he got busted when I believe a reporter called him and asked him about a made-up player, and Max M. Finger on a radio show said, yeah, Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma, all looking at him. He's got some injury problems, but he's a good player.
Good
completely
player,
made
man.
It up.
You know, I think as of a couple of years ago, he was still doing like a publication, but I don't really hear him on air much anymore.
Yeah,
he did one last year.
Did he?
A publication? Or an
yes,
interview?
Publication.
Mm-hmm. Well, how hard do college football coaches have to work on the recruiting trail? This is from new Arkansas coach Brett Bellema. Last week on Sunday, I flew to New Jersey and back in one day. On Monday, I was in Fayetteville recruiting kids here, then flew to Phoenix that night, saw a kid there the next morning, then flew to Miami, saw three kids in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. The next day, saw another kid in Fort Lauderdale, then flew to Houston, saw a young man there, then flew to Dallas that night, saw another young man, then the next morning flew to East Texas, and then flew into Arkansas, then flew to Chicago that night to see a player, then the next day saw four juniors on Friday, went and saw five juniors in St. Louis on Friday afternoon, and came back for an official visit with eight of our kids on the weekend.
Gee whiz.
That
a grinder
is a travel schedule. Vegas already is letting you bet on next season's Heisman winner. Johnny Football is the 4-1 odds-on favorite to repeat, followed by Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller, USC wide receiver Marquise Lee, Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, and Bama quarterback A.J. McCarron. Mm-hmm. But consider that last year at this time, you couldn't find Manziel's name on any betting chart or any preseason Heisman watch list.
That's the truth.
So you never know. The New Orleans Hornets will change names to the New Orleans Pelicans next season. But they're not the only pro team to change mascots without changing cities. In fact, it's happened a bunch. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays became the Tampa Bay Rays. They were the Tennessee Oilers for two seasons before changing to the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
To be more PC, the Washington Bullets became the Washington Wizards. The Denver Rockets changed to the Denver Nuggets back in their ABA days. The Houston Colt 45s changed to the Houston Astros. The New York Titans became the New York Jets. The Pittsburgh Steelers were once the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Detroit Red Wings were first the Cougars and then the Falcons before settling on Red Wings.
Hmm.
Even the New York Yankees were the New York Highlanders first. We have a new big wave record set in the world of surfing. Hawaiian Garrett McNamara broke his own record by 10 feet when he successfully surfed a 100-foot wave off the coast of Portugal last week.
Wow.
100 feet.
Idiocracy. Right. Kick ass.
How do you have the balls to go into that wave?
Balls.
That's what they're all searching for, isn't it? The big kahuna, the perfect wave.
Yep, those big wave guys they're insane. And we had a record set on the PGA Tour in Phoenix last Saturday. 179,000 people watched hometown hero Phil Mickelson hold on to his lead in the third round that day. That's the all-time single-day record crowd in golf history.
Wow.
179,000. Funny how everyone is ready to move into the new era of golf, but yet the first two winners this season have been Tiger and Phil.
Hmm.
It was the 10th time that those two have won in consecutive weeks. And how good was Phil in Phoenix? In the first round, he lipped out a putt on 18 that would have given him a 59.
Yeah.
He led wire to wire. He finished 28 under, and he hit 63 of 72 greens in regulation.
Wow.
He was also 9 under on the par threes. That's the third best ever total since the PGA started keeping track of that stat back in 1980.
I'd like to see Phil stay at the top of his game for a few more years.
Let's go talk golf.
You know, they took a poll of touring pros this week in SI, and 42% believe he's going to win another major. 43% believe he'll win at least two more.
I think he'll win at least one more.
and the touring pros all said, who's going to win a major this year, Tiger or Rory? 80% said Tiger, 20% said Rory.
Yeah.
So they still believe in the old guys.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night in Allen, the Sidekicks host Rockville Rampage, and at halftime, the franchise is going to hold a ceremony to retire the number 9 of their head coach and greatest ever player tattoo.
Now the ticket zone.
Gordon Jago will be among those presenting the honor to Tattoo at the half.
Maybe the nicest guy in the world.
Who, Gordon Jago?
Yeah.
I was going to say Tattoo's right up there, isn't
he? Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't Gordon Jago, where the term GMF was defined?
Yes, I believe so.
Good man found?
That's right. That's good man found. Good man found.
45-year-old William Michael Martin was charged this week with burglary of the East Texas Medical Center in Lufkin, where he went apparently in search of women's underwear and employees' personal photos, which police said he used as masturbation aids.
As what?
At his home, police discovered a collection of women's underwear and several beach balls.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Which officers learned from photos were so that William Michael Martin could put them under his clothing and pose as pregnant.
There you go, Gordon.
He's issuing the story. Right. Why do you immediately turn your attention to me?
And look at the way he is just dying over his own story.
Look at him. I'm disgusted. He's laughing.
How is your life, if you are a 45-year-old man and you have a collection of beach balls, a collection, not one, you have a collection.
Well, there's different trimesters to be considered
here. Clothing so you can pose as pregnant.
Puts me in my third trimester.
Balls. Listen to George.
What?
You gave it a little voice there.
No, I didn't.
You seem to be really getting into this story here.
And finally, an old married couple no sooner hits the pillows when the old man passes gas and says, 7 points. His wife rolls over and says,
George Dunham.
What in the world was that? The old man replies, it's fart football. A few minutes later, the wife lets one go and says, touchdown, tie score. After about 5 more minutes, the old man lets another one go and says, uh-huh, I'm ahead 14-7. Not to be outdone, the wife rips another one out and says, touchdown, tie score. 5 seconds go by, and she lets out a little squeaker and says, field goal, I lead 17-14.
I'll throw up.
Now the pressure's on for the old man. He refuses to get beaten by a woman, so he strains real hard. Since defeat is totally unacceptable, he gives it everything he's got and accidentally poops in the bed. The wife says, what the hell was that? The old man says, halftime, switch sides.
I thought you were going to say he went for two.
George with his own punchline alteration.
Okay, so in this segment, Giorgio pretended to be a pregnant beach ball man.
And participated in fart football.
Yes.
Yep, sicko. And won the whole time.
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, early candidate for radio comeback segment of the week, considering that earlier in the week I was battling avian H1N1 bird flu SARS, and now I'm back in the saddle.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, then.